has been trying to explore why the recent allocation of student places that were made available weren't all allocated to McGee. The university has agreed to allocate any places it gets to McGee and is doing so. And in the exchange of information, we discovered that the Department of Employment and Learning has said that in order for it to do such an allocation exclusively to the University of Ulster, it would need a business case. I think also that the University of Ulster has said that it hasn't been asked for a business case, which just leaves us in a sort of a twilight world, where it's a bit absurd. So we have called on the Northern Ireland government to ask for the business case, and secondly for the University of Ulster, regardless, to produce a business case, so this can't be an impediment to such an allocation in the future.
However, wasn't there a case recently where it emerged that places had been given to Queen's, which not only had they not offered a business case, they hadn't even asked for the extra places?
That's right, and that was again part of that exchange of information. Another absurdity whereby the only institution that we know of in Northern Ireland who has asked for any places is the University of Ulster, and has a strategic outline case for that. But despite that, the Department of Employment and Learning seems to have approached all of the institutions and offered them places, even though, as we say, the only institution that's asked for them is the University of Ulster. And it was in the reply to that, asking why that could be the case. They said that, well, we don't have a business case to allow us to exclusively award these places to the University of Ulster for McGee. We've asked that the government address that by asking for a business case, and secondly, that the University of Ulster have a business case prepared. So it's kind of a circular piece of nonsense, frankly, and we just want it addressed so it's not a problem in the future.